Joining us this week on Business or Bullshit is founder and CEO of Metagen, Marida Sussex, in the hot seat.
So, thank you, Marida. Thank you for coming. You've been great. We're on to our next part of our show.
We're not saying it's our favourite
anymore. We're not saying it's our favourite part of the show anymore. Well, it's all my favourite part of the show. Anyway,
it's Dee's favourite part of the show.
It's Dee's favourite part of the show. It's your favourite part of the show if you're listening to it, because it has a separate episode just for you. Just for you and your little party. It's called the Business or Bullshit Quiz. We're going to reel off some terms, and all you have to tell us if you think it's business or bullshit. You may elaborate. Are these rules clear to you, Marida?
Yes.
Very good. Cue the music and we're off.
Audits, business or bullshit?
Oh, really important business. And the right to audit.
You've just made Andy really happy.
Always right reciprocal. Always reciprocal. That's what I found actually when we were always treated as the weaker party in the contract, but then the bigger party kept on going bankrupt. And that was like, that's why a contract, you should always think that you... They always thought we would go bankrupt, but they went bankrupt.
Don't assume.
So everything should be reciprocal.
Government grants. You've had a couple of them.
Absolutely brilliant.
Business.
Business. Sorry. Yes.
No, go on.
Yeah. Well, the support as well that comes with the government
grants. Any advice for how to write a good government grant? I know lots of who to go to. How do you do a good government grant?
You read the question.
Again and again, stay with the problem.
Honestly.
It's like exams.
Yeah.
Investment TV shows.
Oh,
like Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Drinking at lunch.
I did that the other day and it went really well.
Yeah, I like it.
Three rosés.
Gosh, that is quite...
It's a lot.
Large glasses or small glasses?
Two bottles of wine and an
espresso medium.
Martini.
They weren't the 250, but yeah, it was really fun.
GDPR.
Oh, that's the...
Data protection.
Yeah, yeah. Really important, actually, because doing the terms and conditions and privacy policy for the app, it's really nice to say, it's your data. We don't actually take it. I've learned a lot in the last month.
China.
Amazing.
Really?
Well, business. I don't...
You want to not have your door kicked down.
Well, it's too broad. China, I mean, I immediately thought my friends who are Chinese, how beautiful China is, terracotta army.
Amazing place, quite right.
Offshore tax havens.
Really complicated to unravel when people die, so bullshit.
Mediation.
Yeah, good, valuable.
Office spaces in the metaverse.
Yeah, sounds like crap.
Decentralized autonomous organization, a DAO.
Yeah, really interesting.
You might be one. You're
it
sort of
like
business.
It's right
you
up
could
your street.
One.
The person I worked with is from the Blockchain Innovation Hub, the academic.
Yeah. So what is it? Tell people what it is briefly.
It's alternative models of governance that aim to be equitable. Really?
Sounds like a plan.
Basically, rather than having a location to something, it's almost like a sort of global company with no real sort of jurisdiction. It's the concept. I mean, in tax, wherever the people are, that's where the tax is.
Right. My understanding is more sort of like idealized or conceptual, the way they talk about which is more like...
Well, they create a way of sharing a company and revenue automatic flowing to them depending on what they're building but then they have to register it somewhere. To be honest, I'm fairly ignorant on it, but, you know.
I find the alternative models of governance really interesting, like for social purpose ventures and stuff like that. I work with a university on supporting researchers, entrepreneurial researchers and entrepreneur in residence, and that comes up, like alternative models of governance with social purpose ventures.
Family dynasties.
I like those. I like when you go past those old butchers and it says like Smith and Daughter. I like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like Ori Clark,
perhaps. Oh, yeah. I finally realised your logo is an O and a C.
I got that. London Stock Exchange.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's business. No, it's a form business. It's not doing so well at the moment. But
Labour government.
Hooray, next in.
Business.
You know, though, I'm all up for Labour other than one policy, immediate rights for employees. What do you think about that? Day one, you can't fire them. You know, usually we have 2 years at the moment, so they want to bring in immediate rights. So what that means is people won't... you talk to any person who employs people, it's like, that makes no sense.
You need a probation period.
So the Labour government, within 100 days, want to bring in that. And that's my only problem with all... Your main problem? Well, you know, if the policies I've read, whatever. You know what I mean? But that one, I'm like, not as in whatever, like good, bad, you know, some of them I'm not like, you know, there's no legalised marijuana, there's no rejoin Europe, whatever. But... You know, I mean, you know, that's in the Liberal Party, by the way, which no one's voting for, you know, but...
Because you don't back a loser.
Well, you know, the first past the post, but they're only a loser if you don't back a loser. You know what I mean? It's so circular that, oh, well, it's a wasted vote. It's not a wasted vote if everyone votes for
it. You know, there's only two countries in the whole of Europe that do their voting systems as first past the post. Do you want to take a guess at who they are?
Would it be Hungary?
No, but it's close. Us, obviously, is one of them.
Czechoslovakia.
Belarus.
That's not European, is it? Is it in Europe? Is it?
It's the edge, that edge of Europe.
Can't even remember what we're talking about. Friends, family, fools rounds. Well, you've got government money. Fred's family and fools. That's the first round.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Oh, well, you've got an untapped market there.
Equal paternity leave.
Yeah.
Yeah,
seems like business to me.
I didn't get this wrong, but Icelander told me that you get 10 months. That's it, 10 months, and it's 3 minimum each, and then you can do what you want with the rest. So the man has to be at home for 3 months being the stay-at-home dad, which would terrify.
Well, I think that's fair enough, because you were talking about how, you know, when Juliet had kids, you overtook her.
Yeah.
If you shared, everybody was sharing paternity
leave. That's what I think is brilliant about it.
Take away that, like, well, injustice.
Well, if you really want it, yeah, I mean, justice is quite a big word.
Well, I mean, the...
Because injustice, they're two different lives.
Like, it would take away the disproportionate amount of time that women end up doing it.
Yeah, you know the funny thing is now, men are trying to be perfect dads and perfect at work, and women are trying to do the same, and we're all unhappy about all of our success in all of those departments.
I don't know. I think you can have a balance. Like,
you have a child, yeah.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
Nine.
And, you know, how do you work from home or... Anyway, I already feel like I'm going to say the wrong thing. You know what I mean? But I'm interested when you say that because, you could have a balance, but you'll be a slight failure at both, or you don't think so? You think you can be a, you know, perfect parent and perfect at work, perfect strong.
He helped me name the app. Like, he's part of what I do. You know, like, he's into it. Like, we take him to meetings. He's into music. Well,
you work from home and you take him to meetings. If you couldn't do that, which most employers would kind of have a problem with, the people turning up with their 9-year-olds.
We're really equal in our parenting, him and his father.
I'm going to get... I've upset everyone. Thank you, Piffa, for not leaving them, guiding. You're like my get out card.
Sorry, I'm letting you
run. She's friends with me, you know? I'm not a bad person.
Just letting you run.
No, not at all.
No, I just think, you know, there's such complex conversations. So I'm trying to throw out the other side a little bit because some of it is lies. Enterprise zones.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, there are areas in the country where they give you money to employ people.
It's sort of like quotas. Like, I think sometimes
Wales and stuff
I think
like that.
It has its place, like to level the playing field, you know.
Yeah,
but I don't need to know more about it.
Oh, I think it's sensible. It's like, but when those airports pay people to land planes, they're like, yeah, we've got this shit town, Ryanair, that
follow
that. We're about 50 miles. Well, you get an area.
I get that now, but I thought you meant they just pay random people to land planes.
I mean, they literally pay these, you know, they pay to say to
Which
Ryanair.
Which would be
anyway,
bad.
That was it.
You've got to give her a score.
Yeah, well, let me think about this one carefully. Yeah, they were pretty good answers. Yeah, so 14,212 points. That was excellent, Marida.
Great.
Yeah.
Well done.
We need our leaderboard. That would have been pretty high up in the leaderboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Big, big thank you to Marida for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, have a great weekend.